So, Be'ezrat Hashem, we're in Torah Lamed Vav. I'm apologizing that we're not running with the Likutei Moharan so fast. But Be'ezrat Hashem, this is what Hashem wants. So, we are in Torah Lamed Vav, Part Gimel. We talked again and again about that Kriyat Shema, and how much it's important to understand that the Kriyat Shema depends on how much you prepare yourself for the Kriyat Shema. We spoke about Rabbi Akiva, that said that all of these days he was waiting when he felt sorry, when the day gonna come that he's gonna be able to sacrifice himself, really, to die on Kiddush Hashem. We mentioned what the Rav Shalom said on the song Yaech Sof, been written by Rabbi Aaron HaGadol Mikarlin. The Rav Shalom said that it's not a song for Shabbos, it's a song to prepare yourself to Shabbos, to go with that song 6 days of the week, and then the Shabbos is going to look different. Everything depends on how you prepare yourself, Avodat Hashem. Rabbeinu is saying that when a person is accepting on himself the yoke of heaven in those verses, that includes his soul in the 12 holy tribes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and separates his soul from Nishmat Erev Rav, from all of those foreign thoughts, foreign faith that people have, imaginations, people think that they believe. People believe in nonsense, and you cannot call it faith at all. It's not faith. They don't really believe. It's just they're following their imagination. And thousands upon thousands of religious people, Jewish religious people, live like that. That they don't have no connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They really, truly believe that they should serve Hashem, but they're not. They're not serving Hashem Yitzbarach. Kriyat Shema, we're saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're preparing ourselves. This is that letter, telegram, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sending to Am Yisrael every day, Ve'ahavta et Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha, with all of your heart. This is it. Rabbeinu told us, with both of your yetzarim, yetzar tov, yetzar ra, means you need to sacrifice all of your actions to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is Avodat Hashem. And it's not that we're now drawing a very high line that no one can reach, and what they're talking about. No. Like we said on the menorah, when Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to build the menorah, it was too hard for him. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu shown to him how to make it, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it by himself. Why HaKadosh Baruch Hu shown him? Why to show someone something that he cannot reach? If he's not able and you're going to do it finally, so why to show him? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted Moshe to want. And when you want something, it means that you're going to achieve it. And it's not supposed to be hard, because we're arrogant, so it's hard to understand, to accept that you're not going to be the one that's going to complete, that's going to accomplish that thing. But it's written in the Mishnah, Lo alecha amlacha ligmor. It's not your job to finish. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gonna finish it for you. How can you find your match, your shiduk, your zivuk? How can you do that? You have the eyes to know who is your wife. How are you gonna tell? You meet couples that live together, a man and a woman, and you say to yourself, how they're communicating? How those two people live in the same house and you cannot understand it? Because we don't have those abilities. Really, you cannot understand it because it's not your job to understand. You need to throw all of your wisdoms and to follow the righteous people that teach you how to follow Hashem. And this is it. And to count on Hashem. And this is how you get married. Because you can never tell who's going to be your wife after the chuppah, after the wedding. You can never know how she's going to be. You can never tell what's going to happen to her after 1 year, after 2 years, and she cannot know nothing about you. My wife never planned that I'm going to be who that I am today. It wasn't in her plans, totally. And we spoke about it, no doubt. When I tried to prepare her, and I was talking to her, and I was explaining to her, even in the beginning I told her, it's not that I don't love you, but I love Hashem. She couldn't understand. She told me, I don't know, I feel that you love me, so I'm not insulted that you tell me that you don't love me, but what it means? I told her, I love Hashem inside of you. This is the truth. We love Hashem. Who do you love? You love a man, you love a woman, you love food. What do you love? Love. It's not lust. It's not desires. It's not physical things that you have a certain attachment to them. Hashem I love. Like that wonderful story in Rabbi Zusha. What you prefer? What you love? Fish or meat? Fish I love. You can say that I love fish. I love Hashem. Who cares about fish? It's a mitzvah. I love Hashem. So all of those nishmat erev rav, it's all of the foreign thoughts. It's all of the other options. It's all of the wisdoms that people putting into their lives, and they're explaining to themselves how they need to serve Hashem, and it's all erev rav. It's all nishmat erev rav. It's a soul that is blend, that is mixed with the souls of Am Yisrael. Inside of Am Yisrael is Nishmot Erev Rav. They've been penetrated inside. They're inside. It can be that you inside, like we said now, if you're saying Kriyat Shema and Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuto, you separate yourself from Nishmot Erev Rav. Means that you yourself in touch with them, mixed with them. You have Nishmot Erev Rav inside of you. It's all of those foreign wisdoms that it's hard for you to accept. For an example, people that are receiving money from their parents. Their parents support them. And for them it's hard to accept the fact that the parent supports you. It's written, my good friends, Tzedakah tatzil mimavet. Charity saves you from death. If now your parents are supporting you, let's say in $1,000 a month, $2,000 a month, a lot of money. To you they're going to give that charity. With all of their rachmanut, and they are good people, they were not going to give $2,000 a month to someone else, except of you. And you're sitting and learning Torah, so it counts charity for your parents. It's hard for you to accept. I don't know why you're so arrogant to accept it. But you're saving your parents' life with that charity. You're redeeming them from horrible judgments. You don't know why your parents have their panasah. Maybe because they're planning to support you. Maybe because of you. You don't know. It's hard for you to think that you're important. So drop yourself now. Put yourself on the side. And think to yourself that they're supporting your best friend. The one that sits with you in the same bench. Learning with you. Not you, your friend. So now it's a worthy tzedakah, right? If your parents will tell you that they want to support him, so it's okay. But why not to support you? You need to love your friend like you love yourself. Means that the beginning is that you're going to love yourself. Have to understand that you're also learning Torah. That you're also doing tshuva. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is enjoying from your Avodat Hashem. And I heard those things from Rav Shalom so many times. And if you're going to ask, what about that a man going to enjoy his own labor, his own effort? You don't know what you're talking about. And it's Yetzer Hara that wants to reject the person away from Avodat Hashem. If you're going to put those two things on the scale, you're going to understand the importance. Sometimes a person for the smallest chumrah is going to drop all of the Judaism. For the smallest chumrah, something that there is a certain importance in it, but for that he's going to fight with his wife. He's going to ruin his house. He's going to fight with his parents, even with his rabbi, because he wants to keep a certain chumrah. It is not important. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself rebukes us on that. And telling each and every one of us, Et asher ekalti echmartem. Things that are light for me, you made them so important and strict and strong. And the things that are important for me, you made them light. Guarding the eyes. It's chassidut. It's not chassidut to guard the eyes. If you're not guarding your eyes, you're breaking. Lo tachmod, lo tinaf. Lo tachmod, it's the strictest commandment in the Ten Commandments. Lo tachmod, not to have a desire. Rabotenu taught us. Ein ro'a, the eye see. Alev chomed, the heart desire. This is it. If the eye saw, the heart desire. You haven't kept that commandment. This is it. So, is it chassidut? No, it's the oraita. Everyone are walking like drunk people with their eyes open. Rabbis meeting women and answering questions to women and giving classes to women with their eyes open. When I gave classes to women, I'm sitting like that with the book. It's in the YouTube. You can watch those women classes in Hebrew. Like that, sitting. How can you look at women and to think about Hashem? Show me that person. Show me. Show me. The Baba Elazar was hiding his face. Baba Elazar told the Rav Shalom Arush, even though that the Rav Shalom is totally clean, and Rav Baba Elazar testified on him that he's totally clean, he told him, even though you're not allowed to give classes only to women, and you're not allowed to accept women and to talk to women. So if righteous people like those, people that never even saw a shape of a woman, they don't look at women, they testified on Rabbi Shmuel Shapira that he didn't know how his daughters look like. He never saw his daughters. You cannot understand those things. And he that is so pure, why he's guarding his eyes? I heard the Rav Shalom once in the shiur, I told you that in class, that he said, you know why I'm guarding my eyes? You think that because I'm righteous? No, because I have ta'ava. Not it really, he's got the ta'ava that lasts. Just, he knows that he's got a body. He knows the danger. He's not counting on himself, like that it's written, Al ta'amin ba'atzmecha ad yom motach. Don't count on yourself. He's not counting on himself. But he knows that he's got the Yetzer Hara. So he's not playing into the hands of Yetzer Hara. Why do you play? You know that you have the ability, the arrogant, going to push you to risk yourself more and more and more, and to lose everything finally. Know that you have a problem, that you have a desire. But Olam created you with a body. This is it. Understand your risk. You're not allowed to go to places that are not modest. You're not allowed to open your eyes. In the Brit Milah of my first son, of my son Or Avraham, I went to the Brit Milah. At night before, I said to myself, it was in the beginning of my tshuva. In the night before, I said to myself, tomorrow you're going to circumcise your son. You're going to bring him into the covenant of Avraham Avinu, Brit Milah. And you're going to shake all of the hands, all of your aunts, all of the women of all of your family are going to come and kiss you and hug you. With those hands, you're going to circumcise your son. You're going to hand your son to the sandak with those hands that hugged all of those women, kissed all of those women. What are you going to do? It was the beginning of my tshuva, first year of tshuva. I said to myself, I cannot. You know what it meant? It meant that there was a huge war in that Brit Milah, that all of my aunts been insulted from me, and half of them didn't want to talk to me, and after it I had to call everyone and to apologize to everyone, because I decided that it's more important to save my son than to honor and respect in an imaginary world that it's not respect at all. It's not respect. This is not how you respect a woman, that you hug her and you kiss her. It's not respect. She wants that respect because she's very poor. Because her husband is not respecting her. So she doesn't know what is real respect. So she needs affection and love and hugs and kisses and imaginations that are not exist. This is her shame. It's a disgrace that a woman needs to be respected by other men. It means that her husband is not respecting her. Especially in the house. And we talked about it. To respect your wife means to dress your wife, to give her clothes, not to want to undress her, chas v'shalom. When a man wants, chas v'shalom, to undress his wife, it means that he wants to disrespect her. Even for one moment. Even for one moment, if you have that thought, he's disrespecting her. Amar Rabbi Yochanan kara lemane mechavduta. Rabbi Yochanan calls the clothes, the outfit, honor, the respect. Kings, they have royal garments. Long sleeves, everyone well dressed. Why? You cannot see a queen, a prince, a princess that they're walking with in pritzut chas shalom. It's not exist. It's not real honor. Even between the nations, the goyim, this generation nothing exists anymore. Everything went lost. Really, everything went lost. But the truth is, you can learn. The honor is the man that is respect, that he is well dressed, that he is honorable. The Rabbanan, they have a certain cloak, Chalukah de Rabbanan, that they wear. And you see the Rishon LeZion, Rav Arshi Israel, they have a different outfit, different clothes. So if Chas Shalom, a person have a certain thought like that, he needs to rebuke himself. What do you do? What are you doing? You disrespect your wife. To respect your wife means to cover her and to hide her. And to let her to be covered and to be in the house and kol kvuda bat melech pnima. Not Chas Shalom to force her. Just to know that this is where she's supposed to be, hidden from the eyes of creations, of all of the briot, of all of people, that they still have lusts and desires, and they're damaging with their eyes. When they're looking with their eyes, they're damaging, because ayin hara. Are you going to wash yourself from ayin hara? If you're going to have a good eye, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is judging all of the people only midah keneged midah, eye for an eye. If you have a good eye, and you want everyone to succeed, no one's going to harm you. No one in the world is going to be able to harm you, to hurt you at all. If you want everyone to succeed, no one can touch you. But if you know on yourself that you're not that clean yet, and you have your issues, and you need to do tshuva on that, so meanwhile, you need also to guard your eyes and to hide yourself as much as you can. And separates his soul from Nishmat Erev Rav Habaim Miisha Zona. That the soul of Erev Rav are coming from Isha Zona. This is where they're coming from. This is where they're coming from. Miisha Zona. Woman that she is a prostitute. This is where they're coming from. All of their thoughts are coming from that. From satisfying themselves, pleasure themselves, making themselves happy, comfort, satisfied, happy, feeling good, rich, strong, all of those imaginations. If you have all of those thoughts all of the time, you need to cry to Hashem. When a man is crying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's purifying his eyes. After you cry, the clouds are walking away, going away after the rain. When you're crying, you're removing all of the filth, all of the contamination from your eyes, from all of the clouds that were blocking your eyes, that you couldn't see, that you couldn't see that it's all Hashem. After you cry to Hashem Itbarach, you can see it all, the sky becomes to be all clear. You can see Hashem. You can see that it's all Hashem. I wanted to read you something, a prayer that I saw, amazing tefillah. Tefillah leParnasa, prayer for Parnasa, from Rabbi Shlomo Elkabetz, the one that wrote Lecha Dodi. It's been written in the book Reshit Chochma, Gate of Ahava, Gate of Love, and he's writing something that everyone that learns a little bit Gemara, spending time being a Jew for a certain time, he knows. Ata El, your God, Hazan mikarnei re'emim ad beitzei kinim. You give parnasa to all kinds of animals, from horns of ram, yes, re'emim, until eggs of lice. Ve'en beyad shum malach, and there is no angel, v'sar, and a minister, no ability, yecholet, lazun ulefarnes, to give parnasa, to give money and to support, to lechalkel, kalkalatcha, your parnasa. Means you're in charge and no one can give except of you. Kakatuv, like that it's written, al yedei David avdecha, in Tehilim. Ene kol elecha yesaberu, the eyes of everyone are pointed to you. Ve'ata noten lahem et ochlam b'ito, and you give them the food. You, and no one else. Poteach et yadecha, you're the one that open your hands, umasbia lechol chai ratzon, and feeds everyone, satisfy everyone according to his will. Uchtiv, and it's written, noten lechem lechol basar, that Hashem gives bread to every flesh, ki lo'olam chasto, because his kindness is forever. And this is the chidush. ומפתח זה הוא בידך. And that key is in your hand. Rabbi Shlomo Elkabetz is teaching us to pray, to understand that wisdom of that tefillah. And we're saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that key is in your hand. Which key? Key of Parnasa, you think? The money? If to give, if not to give? No. And that key is in your hand. לצרף וללבן. How you say לצרף וללבן? To purify, to refine the hearts of people. בני אדם לשיבטחו בך, that they're going to count on you. וידעו, and that they're going to know, כי מושיע אין בלתך, that there is no savior except of you. This is the key. Key of Parnassah is in the hand of Hashem. Which key? The key of Parnassah to give money, yes or no? No. The key to purify and to, what you said?
Refine.
Refine. The hearts of people, that they're going to count on you. The confidence. The confidence, this is the key to have Parnassah. The confidence, this is the key to have Parnassah. If you don't have confidence, how can you have Parnassah? And even if you have Parnassah, it's not pure. It's not coming straight from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's been contaminated. It's like the Parnassah of animals. That they all have Parnassah. They don't need to pray. If you received your Parnassah without filot, it's not Shefa Eloki. It's not divine bounty. It's not coming from God. But if you're praying on your Parnassah, and you know that it's coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's in the aspect of the man, of the food of the angels. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is feeding you something with no waste. No waste after. Only purifying you, only nurtured you, only feeding you, only give you powers and will. If a person is eating, Rabbeinu is writing in the Kutei Moharan, that when a person is eating, he can have He'arat HaRatzon, the illumination of the will, by eating. You ate something and this is after you ate that food, you want to run to the fields, you want to go to learn Torah, and you have the illumination of the will. You want Hashem, you don't know what to do with yourself. It can happen by eating good. What are the other things that we know that can happen by eating? You want to go to sleep. This is how you're going to know how was your eating. If you were eating with Yirat Shamayim, after you finish eating, you want to run to hug Hashem, to find Hashem, to see where Hashem is. But if you're eating for yourself, not like Tzadik Ochel Esov HaNafsho, you were feeding yourself, Beten Rasha'im Techsar, you felt empty and needed to refill yourself again and again and again. So you want to go to sleep. That sleep is 1 in 60 of death. He wants to die. It's the end of the will. Doesn't want nothing. Wants to go to sleep. Wants to close his eyes. It all depends in the will. All depends in the will. And then again and again and again we're coming to that point again and again. Or that you're after lust and desires, cheese, snacks and crackers, beer, wine, meat, alcohol, whatever. Or that you want Hashem. And you cannot have them both. You have to drop the first cargo that you had before you're gonna hold the second one. The ones that have the merit, so from heaven, Kadosh Baruch Hu is slapping them. That all of their things are falling on the floor and they're looking what's going on, what I'm going to do now. And now start to ask themselves questions. And if you have the merit, you're doing it by yourself. That you drop your nonsense. And if it's a process, that also HaKadosh Baruch Hu rebukes you and also He wants you to wake up by yourself. So this is our job. To have the daily tibodadut. Daily observation. Every day. To have that time. And even though that all of your life people broke your spirit, break your spirit, and even though that all of your life people lied to you with no bad intentions, just this was the reality. Even if they told you all of your life that you're good, that you're charming, that you're so nice, that you're so handsome and wise and gentle and I don't know what, it's all a lie. It's all imaginations. They put poison of arrogance inside of you that you don't know how to deal with life. And even if you're in a broken vessel and you don't know really how to deal, how to step, how to fall, how to put another step forward, you don't know. This is the time to lift our eyes to Hashem Yitbarach and to call Him from inside of our hearts and to tell Him, Father, teach me. Father, guide me. Father, give me a hand. Yesterday I went to a certain meeting. On the way, I'm walking in the street, Shmuel HaNavi, a person that was here maybe 10 times in class. Maybe 10 times. An Israeli guy that came, he's got good English, and he came, he entered to the class. He told me, you remember I was in your class a few times? I said, yes, of course. He said, when in the beginning I heard you saying, do it bodadut. I said, all right, those Breslevers, they can do it bodadut if they want. But he said, but life forced me to try that. also means that he tried everything else and nothing worked. So he decided to try that also. And he said, and I didn't do more than one time half an hour. And in that half an hour, I asked for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give me a Shas Gemara, all books of Gemara, the Shas Gemara. He said that when his daughter got married, he gave her his son-in-law, his Shas that he had. And for years, he doesn't have a Shas because of that. It cost a lot of money, 2,000 shekels, 3,000 shekels, depends on the edition. And he gave his one. And in that less than half an hour, he said that he asked from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give him a Shas. And when he finished that itbodedut, he went to pray in a certain shul, and he saw a sign. You cannot see those signs very often. Shas lemesira, given away Shas. And he called, and he received a new Shas.
Wow.
They gave him the Shas, they brought him the Shas to his house. This is the power of tefillah. It's not power of rest level itbodedut. This is the power of mitzvah tefillah midoraita. This is the power of a man that is talking to the Creator and asking from the Creator that created everything to help him in his life. That he gives the kingship to the King. He's crowning Hashem. He's saying Hashem Melech, Hashem Malach, Hashem Imloch Leolam Vaed. You're the King. You were the king, and you gonna be the king forever. You're the king. And nothing in this world is moving without the decision of Hashem. And there are a lot of levels, a lot of ways to grow and to develop in Avodat Hashem and to achieve the heights. But even in the beginning, that you're so low, in rock bottom, you don't know nothing. You don't know what means Judaism. You don't know how to put tefillin, how to keep Shabbos. You don't know nothing. You talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu like you talk to your best friend. You realize there is a Creator. That Creator created me. I'm His creation. This is it. Now what I'm going to do? Can I manage without Him? It's not an option. I need Him. How are you going to connect with Him? What's the thing that is separating us, makes different between us to all other creatures? Power of speech. In that we're special, that we can talk. This is how people communicate. David HaMelech is saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, "Mibesari echezeh Eloka." From my own flesh, I'm going to learn about God. Means that you can learn on HaKadosh Baruch Hu from the creation. HaKadosh Baruch Hu haven't sent you to a world that you cannot manage. You can learn. You can learn how to communicate in the way that people communicate. You can learn how to grow in the way that people are growing. You can join yourself to ways that you see that are successful and to succeed. Itzarep lamatzliach v'tatzliach. So if you see that people are communicating through speech, this is the power of communication. And you need to communicate with the Creator. And how are you going to do that? Like David HaMelech, you're not David HaMelech. Like Moshe Rabbeinu, you're not Moshe Rabbeinu. Like you. Like that you communicate. You need to talk from your heart. And you need to spend a lot of time like that. Talking. Hundreds of hours, thousands of hours with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's not bitul toire. It's not bitul toire. You need to put huge signs on the streets. Tefillah is not bitul toire. Tefillah de lo bitul Torah. Tefillah, it's a mitzvah midoraita. To talk to the Creator, it's a mitzvah. It's an obligation. It's not bitul Torah. It's not bitul Torah. Of course you have to learn. But ilmala HaKadosh Baruch Hu azro eno yacholo. But if HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not going to help you, you cannot conquer your Yetzer Hara. So how are you going to conquer the Yetzer Hara? If you're learning Torah and it's not helping you, and you see you open and closing books daily, hours and hours, and you're still stuck with all of your lusts and desires, and you don't have no hope, except if Hashem going to save you, and you know that you're just going lower and lower every day. You're falling and falling and falling. And you're crushing. And your family is crushing. And soon your children are going to crush also. So what are you going to do? You need to scream to Hashem. אין עם ישראל נגאלים אלא בתפילה. עם ישראל cannot be saved on nothing else except of prayer. And when they're praying, וכשהם מתפללים, מיד הם נגאלים. Immediately they've been saved. Immediately. Because קרוב השם לכל קוריו, because השם is close to everyone that calls him. Everyone! Everyone! To everyone that's going to call him with truth. לכל אשר יקראו באמת. What it means that truth? Truth, it's your heart! That you're going to be sincere. That you're going to be honest. You're going to say, Ribono Shalom, I'm sick. I'm sick. I don't know no one that is sicker than me. I never met someone more crazy than me. I don't know. I never seen that guy. Cheer me up. Show me that person. I don't believe I can find someone crazy like that. I don't know. Yes. Holding my opinion. Really? To HaKadosh Baruch Hu, immediately Karov Hashem, immediately he comes to be with you. And he's hugging you. And he loves you. And he purifies you. And the fact that you find yourself praying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you. If you found yourself praying, it means that your salvation is on the way. Because you're praying. Because you're praying, it means that your salvation is on the way. And if you saw yourself that you made another hour, another half an hour, another 10 minutes, another 6 hours, it means that the salvation is flying toward to you. And why it's not coming? I made another six, and another six, and another six, and why it's not flying? No, it is flying. Just you don't know, first of all, from which exile it's coming. Very far. You've been exiled, your treasures very far. You throw away your sparks very far, very, very far. And also, that your sparks are huge. And that your treasures are huge. And it takes a long, long time to bring all of the things that you lost. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mekabetz Nidcha Amo Yisrael. And what's the letters of Mekabetz Nidcha, first letters of Mekabetz Nidcha Amo Yisrael? Naomi. Who is that Naomi? Naomi is that one that took root inside, into the Jewish nation. Naomi means pleasant. She was smiling to her. She was gentle to her. She was nice to her. With her Noam, with her pleasant, she brought someone from outside of the Kedusha into the Kedusha. Root that she was Moaviyah to be the grandmother of David HaMelech, that Mashiach came from her. By what? By that illuminating face of Naomi. That she was pleasant, that she was smiling. This is the secret of Mekabetz Nidcha Amo Yisrael. That this is how we're going to gather everyone. Everyone. Lo yidach mimeno nidach. One person will not going to stay in the exile. I promise you all. This is what we're going to see with our own eyes. No one going to stay outside. No one. One will not going to stay outside. We're just going to illuminate our face to every people, to every person, to every human being. We're going to smile to everyone. We're going to be kind. We're going to be nice to everyone. We're going to smile to everyone. And we're going to know that we hold the truth. We're not going to let our eyes lie to us. We're not going to let people distract our thoughts from the purpose, from the tachlit. And if you ask yourself how it can be that poor people like us, weak people like us, weak. Today, this morning, I told my wife to stand up from the couch to go to the backyard and to come back makes me tired. So how people like those that are so weak, don't have power. The heat is killing them. Lack of parnasa is ruining them. Every small problem for them is a disaster. How are they going to conquer that huge war? The world is in such a low place, such a domestic problems to everyone. People are sick, children are dying, people divorce, couples divorce in the first year, second year, third year. People don't have children, don't have shalom bayit, parnasa, money collapse, horrible problems. People don't communicate, people are sick in the mind, using drugs, falling to places that didn't exist before. How those weak people gonna illuminate the world? Like we said before, it's not our job to complete the job. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gonna do that. Just we should want. We should want, and we're gonna achieve that. With the loving kindness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is holding us back from redeeming us, from saving us, for generations. He could save us in the generations before, long, long times ago. In the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, He could build Beit HaMikdash. In other generations, He could save us. In all of the generations, the Ari HaKadosh, they were sure that they're going to see the Geula in their days. In the days of Baal Shem Tov, it was obvious that He was Mashiach. In all of the generations, of all of the righteous people, Rabbeinu HaKadosh, it was clear. It was obvious that it's going to be. And it haven't. Why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu still got Rachmanut, mercy on all of the souls. That if Mashiach is going to come today, they're going to be souls that are going to be left outside. Because they don't believe yet in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And they won't have those vessels to contain the light of the Geula, of the salvation. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is suffering. And He lets the Mashiach to suffer. And all of the righteous people are accepting that suffering on themselves. And they're going to keep on suffering. And they don't care and they don't mind. And they rather that. And that finally all of the people are going to come into the zone of Kedusha. That we're going to conquer the television, that we're going to conquer the radio, that we're going to conquer the internet, that we're going to conquer all communications, all newspapers, everything going to belong to us. Then Mashiach is going to come. Then. When everyone is going to want to see the face of Mashiach. Not when people are arguing if Mashiach is going to be Ashkenazi or Sfaradi or Moroccan or Temani. Mashiach cannot come. What's going to be if you're going to be Ashkenazi? What's going to be? What's going to be if you're going to be Moroccan? What's going to be? You know, it's going to be a Holocaust if Mashiach is going to be Moroccan. It's going to be a Holocaust. But you have to come in a certain way. You have to be born into this world somehow. So what are we going to do? Needs to wait. So we're waiting. Waiting.
Let's wait. Expecting to Mashiach. We're expecting to Mashiach.
We're not running nowhere. And we need to believe. It's not depend in us. How you done tshuva? How you got closer to tshuva? How you came to this yeshiva, to this shiur? How you saw that class? How you went to the field to do it with the dudes? How you find yourself in Uman? How you said tikkun akai? What woke you up to keep Shabbos? What? Hashem. So Hashem rotze bi tshuva. Hashem wants the tshuva. It's not that you were so charming that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose you. You were sinning. You were contaminating the world with your lust and desires. This is the truth. And even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't look at that, lo ibit aben beYaakov, you weren't looking at your sins, and He chose you, b'asher bachar banu, mikol ha'amim, from all of the nations, v'natan lanu et torato, and gave us His Torah, and eternal life put inside of us. And the first letters of the words, it's Novea. It's the Nachal Novea, Mekor Chochmah. This is your connection to eternal life. That you don't have eternal life if you don't have a leader. If you don't have a leader, they're going to take you to the eternal life. This is the Nachal Novea, source of wisdom. Because life in the world to come is life of wisdom, life of development. Source of wisdom is to teach you, Ladat, to know what? That Hashem is here, that Hashem is good, simple understandings. This is the peak of wisdom. Peak of wisdom is not Ktzot Achoshen. It's not Ktzot, to know Ktzot. By learning Ktzot, you need to learn one thing, humility. That you're nothing. By learning Maharsha, Ran, Rif, Tosfot, Ritva, all of those Mefarshim, the Gaon Mivilna, the Rabbi Akiva Iger, by learning all of them, you need to learn one thing, that the Torah is wider than the sea, and that the Chachamim are huge, and that you're so small, and to learn humility. And when you learn humility, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can open your eyes to see infinity. To see that He exists. That He is Chonen La'adam Da'at. Then He can give you all of the wisdom in one day. That one day, you can open your eyes and to see Hashem. And that all of the Torah are going to be clear to you. That you're going to understand everything. That you're going to remember everything. That angel that made you forget going to help you to remember. Going to help you to remember. All of what that we're doing is just trying to remind ourselves that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is here. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us. That everyone has a chance. The reason that we made Tshuva and that we are here now in this room learning this wonderful Torah, it's not because of our qualities, not because of our talents, not because of our greatness, just only because of the merciness of Hashem. That Hashem was so kind to scratch us, to drag us from the bottom of the world. Like I told you, if there is a bombing and a critical situation, first of all, the doctors are coming to the ones that are in the most critical sad condition, saving them first. So Kadosh Baruch Hu saved us first. Means only humility. Only that we couldn't hold on, stay, and exist in that world even one more day. Look at our brothers. They're holding on nice. They're trying. A lot of good souls are going over there and looking for good things that we weren't doing. Pure people are going and trying to do good and trying to help and trying to save and trying to do whatever they, with their abilities. They don't have much, but they're trying. At least they're trying. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was so compassionate and came down to us and saved us. Now, the dignity, the only honest thing that we can do is to hand it to other people also. Just to share. To share because it's not yours. It's not ours to keep. It's our job to open and to spread those rumors and to tell everyone what you need to tell them. Huge Torah, a huge class. No. Hashem loves you. Hashem wants to listen to your tefillot. Every word of yours is important. Hashem likes your tefillot. Hashem wants to help you. Just you need to bring vessels. How are you going to drink if you don't have a vessel? The words of the tefillah are vessels to contain the bounty. You just need to bring more vessels. Bring more vessels. Hashem wants to give you. Hashem loves you. Hashem is kind. This is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to complete the creation. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to send the huge prophet that's going to be so huge like Moshe Rabbeinu, that's going to make a war and going to conquer it, it's not a real salvation. And all of the nations are going to have their complaints. They're going to say, alright, it wasn't fair. It wasn't a fair fight. A fair fight is when the nation itself is going to wake up. When all of the people are going to be kosher. When all of the people are going to be believers. This is going to be beautiful. This is what Hashem wants. That we're going to be saved out of a free choice. Hashem can open the sky for one moment. Everyone going to shake. If you're just going to look one moment on the earth, it's all going to shake. Earthquake, and everyone is saying, Hashem, Hashem, Shema Yisrael. You're going to hear Shema Yisrael from every window. No doubt. If Hashem wants, now it's going to happen. But it's not such a big deal. And Hashem could do that already long generations ago. He wants us all to wake up, to want Him, to talk to Him, to ask on our brothers, to dedicate every day. I want to say minutes, and in my mouth I have hours. Hours of tefillot. Hours of tefillot. You want me to send you to do 10 minutes in Bodidu today? You can do it. What do you have else to do in this world except of connecting yourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? An hour is not enough. 2 hours is not enough. And even if you're not able to do that today, want. Say, Hashem, help me tomorrow. Help me in Friday. Help me in Rosh Chodesh. Help me to prepare myself to the next holiday. Help me to pray on my brothers. Give me that merit. When you're connecting yourself to Hashem, and I wanted to give you to tell a different, totally different class. Tomorrow, maybe. When a man realizes, remind me that tomorrow, maybe. That the meaning of the name of Hashem is kindness, Rachmanut, means that we're not deserved, nothing. All of his tefillah, all of his prayer look totally different. Hopefully we're going to talk about that tomorrow. Thank you. Yeah. Oh, yeah.